You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday, the 3rd of January, 2020. You're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioalbion.com. Well, it's the first Friday of the new year, and that means that I must have with me today Grandpa Lampshade. Grandpa, how are you doing, sir? Happy New Year to you, first off.
new current year in clown world, much like previous current year. In clown world, it is a brand new current year, first Friday of new current year, and as we delve off into the first clown world in review installment for current year 2020, I'm reminded of that old Abbott and Costello routine, you know, of who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third. I'm looking at today's topic, and I'm going to have to take notes because it is going to be like that Abbott and Costello routine where I'm trying to keep up with who's on first, what's on second, and I don't know is on third. So I'm making no promises. I'm going to be able to keep up with this. This is like a brain twister, or it's like a Chinese puzzle or something.
It's confusing stuff. But I mean, before we even get into that, I mean, you talk about Clown World in Review. Well, what about you wake up this morning and you find that Trump has defended himself by assassinating the second in command of Iran in Iraq. And apparently that's self-defense. You know, if that isn't Clown World, well, you know, I don't know what is.
They had the nerve to, do something, and a single U.S. mercenary got killed. So, of course, we have to respond. We have to respond to that. I posed the question on Gab this morning. I said, you know, so like if the Iranians or whoever use a drone instead of, say, a mob of people at the embassy, does that count as like a strike, or is it still a terrorism? Because like when the U.S. does it with a drone, it's a strike. But if anybody else does anything, it's a terrorism. And it's so entirely hard. We voted for build the wall, and it seems like what we're getting is bomb, 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 Iran. You know, I don't know. You know, it's just more clown world, I guess. And it's funny because, you know, here a while back, people were going on talking about accelerationism, you know, and we should vote. We should vote for the leftists because then things will get bad at an accelerated rate, and somehow that's going to bring about Whitetopia. And I think it's funny because people don't, you know, maybe are starting to come to realize that regardless of which team R or team D that's in power, you get accelerationism whether you like it or not. In fact, you couldn't stop the accelerationism even if you wanted to.
I guess what you can say about Trump, I mean, he, as you say, he's doing the same things that you would expect the left to do, but at least he's a lot more humorous about it. I mean, I really did laugh when I saw his response to this, his tweet, which was just an American flag. And, you know, I just thought the American bear meme has come to life in Donald Trump. He is a real-life American bear. But that's not what we're going to be talking about today. Today we're going to be talking about the birth of a miracle baby, the first miracle baby of 2020, and of course it includes transsexuals, a female to male trans man, that's a statutory man obviously, not a biological man, and their non-binary partner have had a baby in Brighton, England, assisted by a trans doctor and a male to female trans woman sperm donor. Sounds magical, doesn't it? Although, when you look at it, what this basically is, it's a female having a test tube baby, but the female has cosmetic surgery and wears makeup to make her look like a man, and she's also a lesbian, and her partner is also trying to make herself look like a man. All very, very confusing. They've obviously got psychological issues, and we're supposed to hail this as being a miracle, just because a woman who dresses like a man has given birth. Your thoughts, Grandpa?
We're one line in, and I'm already confused. Female to male, trans men, so woman, and they're non-binary. I guess they can't figure out what the hell they are. Partner, having a baby assisted by a trans doctor. Does that mean the doctor is a trans, or does that mean it's a doctor who specializes in trans stuff? I don't even know here. And a male to female trans woman sperm donor. It's a miracle because they took a dude's sperm and put it in a female's egg and pregnancy resulted. I guess life itself is a miracle if you think of it that way, but I'm assuming that's not the angle they're going for here.
But that is all it is. That is literally all it is. It's a male sperm donor who dresses like a woman has got a woman pregnant, a woman who dresses like a man. This non-binary bit that it has here, I mean, I'm confused about that as well. Non-binary, so neither male nor female, is that the sort of partner that they prefer? Or is that the way that they see themselves? Because it's quite clear that they are, both of these people are trying to present themselves as males, even though they have female chins, small hands. Obviously, there's something not quite right about them, but they're both trying to present themselves as male. I would suggest that they're just trying to be difficult because they like the attention. I mean, all of these people are attention seekers. 39-year-old Reuben Sharp, who began living as a man 12 years ago, gave birth to a child described by the left-wing Mirror as a miracle baby in Britain's most modern family after two rounds of fertility treatment. And I'll just point out here, if you're living as a man, you don't want to get pregnant. The very fact that this person wanted to get pregnant says that they are not actually living exactly the same as a man would. They're not presenting as a man. They're obviously still got woman feelings. What man would want to be pregnant? I mean, this totally destroys their idea that they are actually the opposite gender when they continue to do things that are associated with their own gender. This most modern family, is that what the modern family is now? Two lesbians and a test tube baby? I mean, does nobody think about the children in this?
It can't get any more clown worldish, can it? How could it possibly be any more clown worldish? If it was truly a man, it wouldn't be pregnant. That would be what you would call a beer belly, you know. Instead, I don't have a six pack. I got a keg. You know, that would be what is going on here. But is Britain's most modern family? Welcome to the wonderful age of modernism in clown world. This is even more progress. Once again, you know, as we roll into a new year, I was posing the question to several people, you know, over the past week, you know, looking at things and the paths that we're on and the fact that it is accelerating down this clown world nonsense. You know, this isn't sustainable. Do you think in 2030, America, or by extension Britain, or the West in general, as it exists today, will continue down this ever accelerated path? It's literally not possible. I mean, what would we be doing if it were possible in 2030? Where would we be? Human test tube babies from a horse, you know, because non-species binary, whatever the hell. I mean, you know, there's only so far that this is literally so far you can take this. And of course, granted, you know, every time you think, well, we've about hit the wall. No. The wall is nowhere. You know, we got to take it that one step further. So I don't know. I guess it is a perfect example of Britain's most Modern Family. Modern as in clown world. Britain's most clown world family. Welcome to the new age of progress.
You know, I do think it's discriminatory against men to suggest that all that makes you a man is the fact you have testosterone. Because that's all this basically is. These transsexuals, they just take the hormones of the opposite gender. And then because they have the hormones of the opposite gender, they claim that that has magically changed their biology, which I find really insulting. There's a lot more to being a man than just having testosterone. I mean, you have men that have prostate cancer, and they're given drugs to shut down all of their testosterone. In actual fact, that's where a lot of these drugs that these transsexuals take came from. It's actually the misuse of these drugs. The drugs were there to shut off the testosterone for men with prostate cancer. I mean, what are they saying? Are they saying that men with prostate cancer are transsexuals and they're really women? That's how ridiculous this is. 28-year-old Jay, Sharp's partner, was born a woman, but has had a double mastectomy and now identifies as non-binary. So that's what non-binary means, chopping your breasts off. So the pair had to inseminate Sharp using donor sperm, which was provided by a trans woman who had retained their male sexual organs. So basically, it was provided by a man who wears makeup and a dress. This is not a miracle. That is not a woman. That is a man. This is just basic biology here. Male, you need a male and a female to create a child. And dressing it up as some kind of miracle because they dress up in the opposite sex's clothes is just not going to cut it, I don't think, for most people. This is, you know, most people will see this for exactly what it is, which is just, as you say, Grandpa, absolute clown world.
A trans woman who had retained their male sexual organs. So their sperm was different than if any other dude had donated their sperm, I guess. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how. Why is that part revolutionary? I guess maybe the trans woman's male sexual organ sperm is in drag, you know, it was swimming up there in drag, you know. I don't, but of course that's part of what, but you know, why did they have to have a trans woman's sperm to do this instead of just some other dude's sperm to do this? But of course, I guess that's all a part of what makes this a miracle baby. I can't help but think, you know, this poor child, you know, there is a child involved in all of this as we look at this and shake our heads. But the fact remains, there's a child now being born into all of this nonsense. So you're sitting here with two, I have to look at my notes because I'm not sure who's on first, what's on second, and I don't know what the hell it is on third. So we've got two female to male transition people. Now they have a baby that was brought about by a sperm that was somehow special because it came from a quote unquote trans woman. And what the hell kind of life is this baby going to get? What kind of lunacy? I mean, what are they going to do about the baby's gender? You know, are they going to, was it a boy? Is it a girl? Well, we're afraid to say so. Hey, what kind of life, what kind of future does this poor kid have that didn't ask for any of this? Child didn't ask for any of this, didn't ask to be born into any of this insanity, didn't ask to be somebody's trophy on social media for how modern, didn't ask to be a part of the Britain's most modern family ever, didn't ask for any of this shit. But they get to be born into this, and somebody's got to raise them. And you've got these two people here that, like you've already pointed out, this is about attention. You got these two people doing this whole thing for signaling points on social media. But, you know, what happens when the signaling points are gone? What happens when it's the day-to-day life of changing diapers? Who the hell is going to breastfeed the child? I guess nobody, because nobody here has breasts. They cut them off. It's insane. What happens to this child now? Once the media attention's gone and you get to do the day-by-day drudgery of up at 3 a.m. with a crying baby and you got to feed him and you're changing diapers and you're potty training him, and all of a sudden, it's not fun anymore. And, you know, what happens when the kid gets to go to school and you've got all of this nonsense happening? But people don't care about that. It's all about me, 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 me. Oh, look at me. Look how modern we are. Look at all the attention we're getting. You know, to heck with the kid. To heck with, okay, well, before we bring a baby into this obviously unstable situation because nobody involved seems to know what the hell they are. As you've already pointed out, they wanted to be a man. They wouldn't want to get pregnant. I mean, with the whole concept of, oh, I'm this other, you know, I'm the other gender trapped in this body. Even if you go along with that concept, then how are you feel that you're a man trapped in a woman's body, but yet, oh, you want to have a baby? That's the opposite of that. That's not being a man. Like I said, I've been male my entire life, and never single day have I woke up and thought, God, I wish I was pregnant. I really wish I had a baby in my belly, because, you know, now there's been a few times I thought, man, I feel like I have a baby in my belly. And then I went to the too many enchiladas the night before, went to the bathroom, gave birth, and everything's good. But it's utter insanity, and you just can't help but to feel sorry for this child that didn't ask for any of this, that's going to be born into this insanity, and nobody's going to be paying attention. Nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to look and say, gee, how's this child being treated? What kind of life does this child have? What kind of future does this poor child have?
I just have to point out that it is a lovely, cute white baby. He does look a hell of a cute. And you just think, well, you know, how come babies don't have rights? How come children don't have rights to be born into a natural family for a start? I mean, I don't want to go off at a tangent, but I think that children should have a right to be born into a healthy body. They should have a right to ancestors. They should have a right to a biological identity. You should have a right to both a mother and a father, especially if it's going to be a scientific or a medical intervention in order to actually cause the pregnancy. Because this was IVF, and it's tragic when you think about what these children are going to be deprived of when they're growing up. Well, obviously, both these parents are going to say, well, we are both your dad, whilst at the same time still actually being women and behaving like women, as has already been shown by the fact that they still wanted to get pregnant. So how confusing is that going to be when the child grows up thinking that it's male to behave like a mother or to behave like a female? Again, it's just so insulting to men to be doing this, to pretending that a woman can actually be a father. I mean, that's a great insult to fatherhood, a desecration of what it means to be a man. Well, let's have a look at what they actually have to say about this. It's taken 6 years to get this far, but now we have a baby in our arms, and that was the end goal. I finally feel complete, said Sharp. But again, as we have pointed out, if they were actually a man in a woman's body, they wouldn't feel the need to give birth in order to finally feel complete. He continues, or she continues, statutorily he continues, it wasn't that I was desperate to have the birthing experience or pregnancy experience, but I wanted a child and I had the facility to do it. I mean, there you have it there. She wanted to have a child. That means that she's a female. There's obviously some other kind of issue there that is causing her problems, and this isn't going to solve the problems. This isn't going to solve the problems. I mean, dressing as a man and then having a child and getting all this attention, that's not going to fix this problem at all. Finally, they say, both of our families love kids. I was so glad my family were as excited about our baby as they were their other grandkids. And I guess that's the saving grace of this, is that both of these people will actually have a mother and a father themselves. And so the child will get a normal upbringing from them, I would hope, unless it was their upbringing that actually caused their children to turn out like this, with this confusion over their gender. What do you make of their comments here, Grandpa?
Well, let's look at them once again. What's the baby to them? This baby was the end goal. The end goal. I mean, who thinks that way? I mean, who sits there and says, oh, wow, congratulations on having your kid. Thank you. It was our end goal here. I mean, who says that about their child? Normal people do not sit here and say, oh, you know, my baby was an end goal, and followed up with what? I, I feel complete. Nothing about the baby. Nothing about, oh, I'm so excited. I brought this other life. And no, I feel complete. This baby is an end goal. It's an object. It's nothing more. It was an object, a goal for who? Me. I feel complete. Me, 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 me. It wasn't that I was desperate to have the birthing experience or pregnancy. Of course not. You were just desperate to have more attention. But I wanted a child. I, nothing about the child. I, it's about me, 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 me. Wanted to have a child. Like it's an object, like it's a pet, not even a pet. I don't know. Just like a new something to put on the mantle, a new car. Wanted to have a new car, wanted to have a child, and had the facility to do it. Well, so in other words, you had female plumbing. You know, I again, as we keep going over here over and over again. You know, this is not what men want to do. You're sitting there truly believe that you're a man in a woman's body, that this right here should be a huge red flag to you that you may be on the wrong path here, because that's not a male thing. And something I'm sitting here questioning is, while this person was carrying this baby, were they still on this? Were they still on the testosterone? Were they still taking male hormones? Because, and what kind of effect would that have on the child? Did they have to go off the male hormones in order to carry the child? I think that's another pertinent question. You know, both our families love kids. Could that's a good thing, because if I had to lay odds, I would bet that somebody else in the family ultimately is going to wind up raising this child.
Well, that's a good question that you raised there, Grandpa. They did actually stop taking the testosterone. I think they stopped taking the testosterone 6 years ago. So if they stopped taking the testosterone, then what was there about them that actually made them think that they were a man? Literally just wearing men's clothes, I guess. So it becomes even less and less of a miracle the more you look at it. I mean, this does have to be the ultimate in selfishness, to deprive a child of having a family, having a normal biological family, having a mother and a father, bringing a child into the world and depriving it of a mother. And while at the same time confusing the child about what gender means by having two women pretending to be the father. It really is the ultimate in selfishness. It's the same with these homosexuals who adopt children, adopt in quotes. I mean, they're basically depriving a child of the upbringing that they themselves had, and all because they want something. They look at the child as if it's an accessory, an end goal, a product that you can just buy. I mean, they paid, I think, £6,000 for the IVF for this treatment. I mean, a lot of these homosexuals and sexual minorities, they have a lot of money, because they don't, most of the time, they don't actually have children. So they have extra money. And once they've saved up a bit, they think, well, I'll just buy a child. You know, this child wasn't created in love. That's how a child is supposed to be created. The act of creation is an act of love, and this wasn't an act of love. This was just I wanted to do it. I just wanted to have a child, because, as you pointed out there, Grandpa, because she still had the plumbing there. Well, we get more into the reasoning for this in this next section. I think the couple described being treated like celebrities at some of their appointments during the pregnancy, which Sharp said felt uncomfortable and made us sad. Both of us just wanted a normal experience. I mean, how self-delusional can you get claiming that they both just wanted a normal experience? If they wanted a normal experience, it would have just been a man and a woman creating a child. This is the most abnormal experience that you could possibly imagine here. And saying that, oh, we felt uncomfortable being treated like celebrities. Well, what are they doing giving an interview to the Daily Mirror then? What are they doing trying to get on television with this? The whole point of this is because they want to be celebrities for doing this. I mean, that is not a normal experience. I think they're deceiving themselves here, Grandpa. I think they're in denial. What do you make of it?
Yeah, no, I call total bullshit on this. The couple described being treated like celebrities, and you know they were soaking every bit of that up. This nonsense of, oh, we felt uncomfortable. Oh, please, no, bullshit. Like you say, here they are doing a media interview and being talked about Britain's most modern family. This is the whole point. This is the whole point of the whole exercise, is being treated like celebrities. We live in a culture where you're only your significance in life is not leading a quiet life and working for a living and supporting your family and doing mundane things. Those are things you get looked down upon. There's nobody who's looked down upon more than just regular people who go through their regular, you know, nondescript lives, doing regular things like working and paying their bills and trying to take care of the family and trying to build a future and trying to do a little better for themselves. No, your life in this culture of the West today, this decadent, disgusting culture that we have all over the West, your only meaning, you only have importance if you are a quote unquote celebrity. We have all of these different forms of celebrities now. You know, you read some story about some, you know, she's an Instagram celebrity. What the hell is that? I don't know. But they just hated it. They just hated being treated like celebrities. They hated it so bad. Oh, they just wanted to have a normal life. That's why they're making sure everybody on the entire face of the planet knows about them and what they're doing and what they've done and that they're Britain's most modern miracle family because they just wanted a normal experience. I'm sorry, you know, it's just as the old saying goes, yeah, don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining.
It's so transparent, isn't it? Continuing with the article, Sharp's gender identity and people's approach to it was also a cause of irritation with the mother, described by the Mirror as dad to the child they gave birth to, saying it was frustrating that people didn't just ask my gender or not use it. Now think about this. So what they're saying here is, as you were asking earlier, Grandpa, when they stopped taking the hormones, you know, what happens then? Well, they stopped taking the hormones, and obviously they reverted back to having female characteristics. So she was actually the mother when she gave birth to the child. But the Mirror described her as dad, obviously, because looking at her, you know, with her dressed in trousers and trying to make out that she's a male and what have you. So they pandered to what she wanted. And that's not good enough for her. She's not happy. She's not happy with that. She's annoyed that she was referred to as dad when she was the mother that gave birth to the child. And yet the whole point of this story is that it's supposedly two dads having this miracle baby. So really nothing will please these people. They're just desperate to seek attention, be the center of attention, and use their minority position to criticize others, I think.
Well, at some point in time, people just don't know what the hell you are. Even people that are trying to go along with this, with the clown world charade. I mean, she's offended because people didn't just ask my gender or not use it at all. You know, is she a mother? Is she a dad? Yeah. And so all these people she's frustrated with are trying to go along with it. It's just that this becomes, again, you know, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know, is on third. It gets so confusing that people don't even know what the hell's going on anymore. But again, it's about her. It's about my feelings, and this is the way I felt, and I was frustrated. People should just ask me my gender or not use it at all. I mean, how dare they? Well, they're trying to go along, but it's just gotten so twisted and so screwed up that the people around you who are, you know, they're not talking about people like us laughing at it. They're talking about people in their lives around them, probably people in the hospital or nurses or whatever, and they have no clue. They're like, what the hell are you? You know, maybe that's how they should have approached it. So, well, before I say, you know, Mrs. or Miss or Sir, just tell me, what the hell are you today? Tomorrow, maybe it's something different. You know, maybe I don't know. You know, this is where we get, though, when things become so twisted up that it's a bad sign in your life when things are so screwed up that people don't even know what the hell you are anymore.
Well, the thing is, if somebody had actually said to them, well, what gender are you? You know, they probably would have been on the receiving end of a court case. I mean, there's another news story this week about a band that were playing a gig in a pub, and there was a transsexual that was in this band, and they went to use the loo. They went to the opposite sex's loo that they should have gone because they were still obviously biologically a man, didn't look anything like a woman. And the owner of the bar went up to them and said, have you had an operation? Are you a transsexual? You know, this was because they were thinking of their customers. And they said, well, look, if you haven't had the operation, then I'm sorry, legally I can't allow you to use that toilet. And this transsexual then called off the gig and is now suing the pub. So, I mean, to actually ask these people what gender they are, I mean, that's even worse than just assuming what gender they are and going along with it and trying to please them, like obviously like the journalist from the Mirror did here. Well, apparently, nevertheless, Sharp actually liked my pregnant body and liked being bigger. Well, what a surprise. A biological female did enjoy being pregnant, and it did feel natural, and yet she's still pretending that she's a man, and yet she's admitting here that she liked the pregnant body. She continues, it was very affirming, and I really enjoyed it. I'm a man, and I get pregnant, Sharp added. And there are other articles that go into more detail here. And I mean, how delusional can you be to think that, you are actually a man when you are pregnant, you've just given birth, you haven't even taken testosterone for the last 6 years, and you're still delusional and saying here, oh, I'm a man, and yet at the same time you're criticizing the Mirror for referring to you as dad. I mean, it couldn't be clearer that, this idea that people are born into the wrong gender, it's just a psychological problem. There is no way that this is the wrong gender inside the body if, they're pleased with being pregnant and they liked seeing the pregnant body there. I mean, these people are supposed to have body dysmorphia. They're supposed to want to mutilate their bodies because they're in the wrong body. And yet, this is a perfectly natural thing. A woman getting pregnant, she loved it, she liked it, and yet she's still pretending to be a man. What do you make of this bit, the pregnant man bit, Grandpa?
Well, yeah, she's a man because she says so. She's not even taking the hormones anymore. So we're going now at the point that she's a pregnant man because she says so. You have to feel, I don't know, I will have to wonder if there is an element of like a power dynamic here. I'm powerful because I can throw a fit and say I'm a man, even though I'm obviously not. And everybody has to jump through hoops and go along with it. I mean, it's kind of like you were talking about that the case earlier. You were referring to the case of the trans band member going to the bathroom. I'm just gonna say, if you're doing it right, if you're trans and you're doing it right, you would just go to, I guess if you're male to female, you would go to the women's bathroom. If you're doing it right, nobody's going to think, hey, there's a dude going in there. If you're male to female and you go to the women's room, people like, hey, dude, what are you doing going in the ladies' restroom? Then you're not doing it right. there's something wrong, because otherwise you would just go in there, go in the stall, and nobody would be the wiser. So the fact that people are like, hey, yo, dude, whoa, what are you doing? You need to do better or something. No, it's all just completely ludicrous. I mean, they're not even taking the testosterone. So now we're just down to, they cut their breasts off. That's it. I mean, there's no testosterone, because if they haven't been on the testosterone for 6 years, I'm going to assume their hormone levels have gone back to normal. So now we're talking about, they're not even in the realm of, well, if you checked their DNA, well, how if you checked their hormone levels? If you just did a simple blood sample and looked at the hormone levels, you'd be, yep, female. So there's everything about this person now is female. Their hormone levels, everything, except for the fact that they've butchered up their breasts. But other than that, everything is female here, but they're male because, by golly, they say they are. And I think there's a power dynamic here, and because I can demand that I'm male, everybody has to jump through hoops and go along with it. And dare you not, how dare you not go along with it? Because then you'll be, of course, an evil promoter of the hatreds or something. I mean, it's just, the more ludicrous it is, I guess, the more powerful it makes you feel, because it is so observably ridiculous on its face. But of course, if you're a regular female getting pregnant, that's not going to give you celebrity. So, oh, that's right, they just hated being treated like celebrity. They just hated it so much. Because, if you're a normal female and you get pregnant, you're not going to be a celebrity. You're going to be in the OB ward or whatever with all of the other pregnant women. You know, I mean, it's a big deal for you, but it's not going to make you a celebrity. Oh, but they just hated being a celebrity. It's all just nonsense. And again, it's just a power dynamic in that because they say, by golly, I'm a man and look, I'm a man and I had a woman. Everybody's got to go along with it. And you were forced to go along with it, you know, because otherwise you'll be at what point? At what point does the demand stop? At what point does society say, yeah, no, screw you. We're not going along with your demands. We're not going to play this stupid game of going along. They're not on hormones. They're not taking hormones. They still have all of their female organs. I mean, there's nothing here to make them male. Literally nothing. I mean, at least if they were on the hormones, you could say, well, if you tested their hormone levels, you would say it's a man. They're not even doing that. So I don't even know what the hell their argument here is, except look at me, look at me, look at what I've done. I'm a celebrity. And oh, yeah, by the way, you better go along with what I say or else.
It's literally forcing the rest of the world to go along with their delusions. It's actually the partner that mutilated herself and cut her breasts off, and that apparently made her non-binary. The mother that actually gave birth, I think she still has breasts, and obviously she can't be taking the testosterone now if she's breastfeeding. I mean, it's just a hairy woman. I mean, this is a mockery of manhood to claim that is a man, and that is what being a man is. I mean, it makes it even clearer what a mockery this is with this final quote here. Like with many things, people have got it into their heads. This is a female thing. This is a male thing. Having a child is male, female, everyone. I don't think pregnancy is the ultimate female experience. Therefore, it didn't challenge me as a man. I mean, I just take that as really insulting. As a man, that somebody can claim that they are also a man simply because they took testosterone 6 years ago. As if that is all that it means to be a male. There is so much more to being a man than that. You know, the XY chromosomes are what define everything. As a male, we are more evolved beings than females. We evolve more in the womb. I mean, that is what makes the major difference. Not the fact that there is a natural drug called testosterone in our bodies and a natural drug called estrogen in female bodies. I mean, males have a small amount of estrogen which they produce, and females have a small amount of testosterone that they produce. And having larger or lower amounts does not determine what sex you are. I mean, this is so insulting, and I really do feel sorry for the child here that's been deprived of having a normal, healthy, biological family. And I just hope that the extended family of these two show that child all the love and care that they may well be missing from these two unfortunate statutory parents that they have. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.